ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Wednesday, September 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, while sitting at her cleared desk down in Lansing, produced a video on an iPhone. How do I know this? Patrick Kolbeck took the actual raw video, found out and captured the IP address, the location, and the device type that the video was produced on. Our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, threatened Board of Canvassers. 83 counties in the state of Michigan, two Republicans, two Democrats sit on each board of canvassers for each county. She put out a video on social media threatening board of canvassers that, in fact, if they don't certify the upcoming presidential election, we will come for you. I'm going to play the video right now of our very own Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson making that statement.
Or to violate the law and not certify the election at the local level, we will come for you. So any local certifier thinking of skirting the law and not certifying the vote, don't even think about it because we'll get
you. You know, that's basically what she said.
Within the Democratic Party.
This is the Secretary of State overseeing the election of the entire state of Michigan, threatening Board of Canvassers. Well, taking her lead, following her lead, the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan and the Federal American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit yesterday against a member of the Kalamazoo Board of County Canvassers who acknowledged his willingness to violate election law if he disagrees with the upcoming presidential election results. Robert Froman's comments were made in a recent Detroit News article in which he was quoted as saying, "No, and that's why I'm here." When asked if he would certify the upcoming 2024 presidential election if it unfolds the way the 2020 election did, he wouldn't certify this year if it unfolded like it did in 2020. Foreman was also quoted as saying he would not do anything that's illegal. But the ACLU noted that Froman seems to not recognize that refusing to certify the election would, in fact, violate state law. The Michigan Constitution and a state statute requires canvassers to certify election results within 14 days after the election based solely on the total number of votes reported from each location within their jurisdiction. The law does not allow them to withhold the certification. Phil Mayer, senior staff attorney at the ACLU of Michigan, said, "For democracy to work, election officials at all levels must adhere to the law above partisanship." We'll continue the rest of this story right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with the American Civil Liberty Union of Michigan and the federal one, American Civil Liberties Union, filing a lawsuit against a Republican Board of Canvasser down in Kalamazoo County. Again, Phil Mayer, senior staff attorney at the ACLU of Michigan, said, for democracy to work, election officials at all levels must adhere to the law above party partisanship. The lawsuit filed today seeks to ensure the people of Kalamazoo County, and indeed all Michiganders, can continue participating in fair elections in which their ballots are accurately counted and the results properly certified. He continues, this lawsuit should also send a message to all election officials that the ACLU and other pro-democracy organizations are on guard and ready to act if voter rights to a free and fair election is flouted by election officials simply for partisan gain. The lawsuit filed in Kalamazoo Circuit Court seeks an order formally declaring Foreman to force him to legally certify election results. The lawsuit explains that the dispute must be resolved by a court now because of the harm that would occur if Foreman defies his legal duties during the 14-day short window for certifying the November 5th election. The ACL said it contacted Foreman about the quotes in the Detroit News. He denied making the statements, but declined to contact the newspaper to request a correction. The ACLU said Foreman also did not deny that he would refuse to certify the election as quoted. Folks, I got a very simple question. Why do Board of Canvassers even exist? If they claim that they must certify the election, and how does that process work? Well, Thursdays, usually after the Tuesday elections, the county clerks call the canvassers to their office, two Republicans and two Democrats. They then start reviewing the tabulator tapes, the information they get on the disk drives. If necessary, they actually look at the ballots from a township if it doesn't balance. If it doesn't balance, they call that local township, city, or village clerk into the county building to explain it. They work through the problems. They figure out the problems. And then they certify the election. But what happens if a municipality can't resolve the issues? Something doesn't add up. The actual paper ballots don't match the tabulator tapes. Perhaps military votes come into play. Absentee ballots that were turned in late. Whatever the issue. Then why do they require these canvassers, two Republicans and two Democrats, to sign a certification document? They're asking them to sign that they certify the election. Well, if there's a problem and they don't want to sign the form, the ACLU, Jocelyn Benson, even the Federal American Civil Liberties Union are saying you must sign the certification form. Why do they even exist? Is this supposed to be simply a rubber stamping of whatever they tell us the results are? The canvassers can't actually look for themselves to determine whether there's an issue with a jurisdiction? First of all, I don't believe the law says that. They're saying that a canvasser does not have the ability to withhold their certification signature from a certification document. It happened in 2020 down in Wayne County. Monica Palmer and William Hartman, who was on both of them on this show back in the day, did not sign the Wayne County certification document. Patrick Kobach shows evidence of this on his website, letsfixstuff.org. To this day, Pat Kobach says Wayne County was never certified in the state of Michigan. So what's the results of that? That means one county, Wayne County, did not certify. Guess what? The state of Michigan was not certified. Joe Biden's victory over Donald Trump, allegedly by 154,000 some votes, didn't happen. It wasn't certified. So now, Jocelyn Benson comes out with this threatening video. I posted it on my X account. If you want me to text you the link to that video, text me Benson. B-E-N-S-O-N. Text me Benson and I'll send you the link to the video. Patrick Kobach has already downloaded it and saved it to a hard drive. They've already tracked the device location, the type of the device, as to what device was used in filming it in her Lansing office. This was not an artificial intelligence generated video. This is it. And one of the things you have to look at, folks, why are they so aggressively going after these canvassers already 3 weeks before the absentee ballots go out? Why are they doing it? To intimidate canvassers. It's exactly what they're trying to do. Intimidate canvassers. A lawsuit already being filed in court against a canvasser in Kalamazoo County. They are going to do everything they can to basically force a court's decision on exactly what our Constitution and state statute says and what is the requirement of canvassers in our state. Their arguments is very clear. Their attorney says the Michigan Constitution in a state statute requires canvassers to certify the election results within 14 days. The law does not allow them to withhold the certification. Show it to me in the law. Show it to me in the law that says they must sign the certification document. Because if that's the way the law is written, why do we even have canvassers? Why do they even exist? In this current state of technology in which our elections are run by machines, scanning ballots, going through adjudication of those ballots if necessary, and then producing a tape, a tabulated tape, showing the results, why do they need to even be certified then? If the Board of Canvassers don't have the ability to look at the results, compare them to the facts, perhaps compare them to the actual ballots, talk to the local clerks to find out what the problems are, why they didn't balance, why do they even exist? So this is all going to play out in court. We'll see what happens. We'll be following the story. Interesting ad running down in Bay City that jokes about her husband jumping out of a moving car. What? Democrat Senator Christian McDonald Rivet from Bay City has a new ad that humors about her husband tiring of her repeated references to cutting taxes. And in the ad, he appears to jump out of a moving car to escape from hearing it again. Well, the ad has received 1.9 million impressions, 238,000 views since airing on her ex-Twitter account starting just 5 days ago. In the ad, she elbows former state representative Joe Rivett, her husband's side, to make sure he's looking at the camera. She corrects him for saying she loves talking about taxes, to clarify that she loves talking about cutting taxes. He even finishes her sentence on one of her common campaign points. And in Congress, I'll cut your federal taxes too and make sure big corporations pay their fair share. You know, I could talk about cutting taxes all day, she says, as her husband unbuckles his seatbelt, tucks and literally rolls out of the moving car. Ad Impact stated that the cost of producing the video was $50,000. Her husband sent out a fundraising message this weekend to draw attention to the ad and to request donations to cover the cost. My wife, Kristen, doesn't back down from a fight, and there's no one better to represent Mid-Michigan in Congress than her. Senator Rivett shared the ad on her social media page. Tired of dark, negative ads? This College Football Saturday? Well, here's one to lighten up everybody's day. P.S. Nobody was harmed during the filming of this ad. Referring, of course, to her husband appearing to roll out of a moving vehicle. Speaking negative about the ad, the Republican National Congressional Committee calls McDonald's ad an American last politician in a desperate attempt to win her race. They are beginning to run the ad in the Flint media market. Additionally, pro-Republican congressional super PAC ads are putting $5 million into Michigan TV. The Congressional Leadership Fund, a pro-Republican political action committee, is aiming to elect Republicans by spending $5 million into Michigan TV ads to bolster the chances of Tom Barrett running in Michigan's 7th district and Paul Young running in Michigan's 8th. The Super PAC announced that the pro-Barrett spending will include $2 million in the Detroit market and $1.2 million in the Lansing market. Judge's campaign is going to see $1.8 million being spent on his behalf. The money is part of $16 million they plan to spend nationwide. More than 80% of these ad buys are going to be on the offense, according to the CFL spokesperson, Congressional Leadership Fund. The ads are coming, folks. It's going to be big money spent on your TV screen over the next 62 days. Pretty interesting. Lastly, one last quick comment. They're running an anti-McDonald Rivett ad stating that she sold out Michigan jobs and has interests connected to the Chinese Communist Party. Man, this is going to get dirty. Bottom of the Hour News of hour number 3. We'll be right back.